The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, on this program, we're going to start out talking about Van Gogh, a multimedia exhibit of Vincent Van Gogh's most famous works is headed to Raleigh in March. Van Gogh, the immersive experience, includes 20,000 square feet of lights and sound set amid two-story projections of the artist's works. The event promises a 360-degree experience that includes a separate gallery, with a virtual reality experience, a day in the life of the artist. Tickets for the event are on sale via the event website, which is vangoexpo.com/Raleigh. Prices start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for children. No word yet on the exact location of the March exhibit. The event is being dubbed as all digital, hands-free, and perfect for our socially distant world. Visitors to the exhibit will be required to wear face masks at all times. Merle Fest 2022 is already at work planning the Spring Festival, which is set to run April 28th through May 1st. They've announced some headliners for the event already, including Emmylou Harris, Green Sky Bluegrass, and Reese Palmer. This is the first Merle Fest for Green Sky Bluegrass, but the 12th appearance for Emmylou Harris. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased online at merlefest.org or by calling toll-free at 800-343-7857. Now, Merle Fest was founded in 1988 in memory of the son of the late American music legend Doc Watson, renowned guitarist Eddie Merle Watson, who was killed in a 1985 tractor accident. All right, let's look at the schedule for PNC Arena. Wednesday, December 15th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, also known as TSO, the multi-platinum progressive rock group, is bringing its highly anticipated winter tour back. This year's long-awaited tour celebrates the 25th anniversary of the group's landmark album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, the three-time certified platinum album that launched the group to superstardom and spawned the Bring the Whole Family rock holiday tradition that has now played to more than 17 million fans all across the nation. All right, Wednesday, January 12th, All Elite Wrestling presents Dynamite Rampage at PNC Arena. Thursday, February 12th, let's make that Thursday, February 10th, Imagine Dragons, the Mercury World Tour, with 46 million albums and 55 million songs sold globally, as well as 74 billion combined streams. Imagine Dragons remains one of the best-selling rock bands, reinventing the genre with their enormous breakout success across the 2010s. Billboard's top three rock songs of the decade belong to the band, Believer, Thunder, and Radioactive. Saturday, February 12th at PNC Arena, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Enjoy a night full of action featuring the nation's top cowboys in bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. Tickets include entry to the free pre-show on the dirt at 6 p.m. Families can enjoy pony rides, meeting the cowboys, photos in the clown barrels, and atop a live bull named Sunny, and more. Tuesday, March 1st at PNC Arena, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream, the Tour. This remains one of the hottest available tour tickets. Siwa's inaugural run ranked at number 5 on the Hot Tours chart, as reported by Billboard, with 80 of the 96 dates sold out as the tour touched down in 7 countries on 3 continents. Siwa will donate $1 for every ticket sold to Dancers Against Cancer. Wednesday, March 2nd, it's the Eagles Hotel California 2022 Tour. The Eagles features Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt with Deacon Frey, Glenn Frey, I guess it's Deacon Frey, and Vince Gill. Sorry about that confusion. Each show will feature Hotel California played from beginning to end, accompanied by an orchestra and choir, along with an additional set of the band's greatest hits. Saturday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. Okay, missed one again. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022. That's Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. And Sunday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. This is the Spread Game Tour. Then, Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney from Scratch. Friday, July 22nd, New Kids on the Block Mixtape Tour 2022. Saturday, July 23rd, Shawn Mendes with Dermot Kennedy, Wonder the World Tour. Sunday, July 31st, Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour. Then in August, it's Roger Waters' This Is Not a Drill Tour. Okay, Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday and Saturday, December 17 and 18, it's Rob Schneider, an accomplished actor, comedian, screenwriter, and director, stand-up comic and veteran of the award-winning NBC sketch comedy series Saturday Night Live. Friday, December 31st through Sunday, January 2nd, Affion Crockett, one of the most versatile entertainers around as an accomplished actor, writer, dancer, rapper, comedian, music producer, and director. His YouTube videos have become an internet sensation. Thursday through Saturday, January 6th through the 8th, Brendan Schaub, Thick Boy Tour, an American stand-up comic, podcast host, and TV personality. Brendan currently co-hosts 2 hit podcasts with his best friends and fellow comedians. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd at Raleigh Improv, Jamie Kennedy, an actor, producer, and comedian. Jamie just wrapped James Gray's sci-fi epic Ad Astra, opposite Brad Pitt. Thursday through Sunday, January 27th through the 30th, Dusty Slay. You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Stand-up comedian Dusty Slay grew up in a mobile home neighborhood in Alabama, and his observational comedy and eternally optimistic outlook is peppered with ironies. Growing up poor, a love for both hardcore country and classic rock, a career history peppered with jobs like waiting tables and selling pesticides, and what counts as fashion-forward thinking in his world. And Thursday, February 3rd at Raleigh Improv, Josh Potter. Josh is a stand-up comedian, panty aggregator, foot model, and podcaster. He got his start on morning radio in Buffalo, New York. All shows are 18 plus unless noted. at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Friday through Sunday, December 17th through the 19th, Jason Banks, a stand-up comedian based out of Columbus, Ohio. His unique and refreshing style of comedy has helped him emerge as one of the top rising talents on the comedy scene. Friday and Saturday, December 17 and 18, Robert Mack, the grand prize winner of Comedy Central's National Stand-Up Competition, and has appeared on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central, and many shows that have since gone off the air. Thursday, December 23rd, Goodnight's Comedy Club, Ramin Mostafavi. Ramin's charms crowds with comic timing and charisma developed through two decades of live performances. Thursday through Saturday, December 30th through January 1st, John Heffron. Audiences of all ages relate to John's enthusiastic, hard-won wisdom, recognizing how often the path to maturity is marked by universal triumphs and failures. Friday and Saturday, January 14 and 15, Katie Hughes, an Atlanta-based comedian and writer. She is a weekend regular at Laughing Skull Lounge and a graduate of Second City's Advanced Writing and Improv Conservatory program. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Friday through Sunday, January 14th through the 16th, D.C. Curry. Don D.C. Curry is a certified comedy heavyweight, a master of comedic timing and delivery. Curry continues to be versatile and relevant since winning two Comedian of the Year awards in 1995. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, Bill Bellamy. Watching this veteran comic perform is getting a glimpse into what makes this man tick. With an effortlessly smooth approach, Bellamy discusses topics and themes that we've heard a thousand times before, like sex and relationships, but with his unique, hilariously raunchy point of view. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, at Goodnight's, Gianmarco Cerisi. Gianmarco made his television debut on CBS's Blue Bloods, playing Tom Selleck's waiter, a role he prepared for by actually becoming a waiter for 12 years. Now, he's a nationally touring stand-up comedian. And Sunday, January 30th, it is Ben Brainerd. Ben is a comedian with a natural ability to make any crowd laugh. Ben has toured the country and has produced several shows for Army Reserve units. And once again, special note, all shows are 18-plus unless noted. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is back at Cocobooth Amphitheater for its fifth year. It runs now through January 9th, featuring all new displays and enhanced programming. The enhanced programming features a number of ticketing options like any night tickets, twilight ticket experience, VIP or very important panda tours, date-specific tickets, groups of 20 or more. The North Carolina Lantern Festival also has lesson plans available for grades K through 5. More information about the festival and ticket prices available on their website. Okay, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. The 2022 Classic Music Concert Series. All shows are held on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. January 23rd, Oak City Brass presents Simple Pleasures. February 13th, Trace a Dig presents Voyages. And March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman. Saturday, February 12th, there's the Triangle Russian Festival at Halley Cultural Arts Center. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. Then Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th, it is the Senior Showcase. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road. Thursday, December 16th, Noose River Big Band. Now, this is composed of 20 talented and proficient volunteer musicians from around the Triangle. Saturday, December 18th, an unexpected Christmas at Garner Performing Arts Center. The stage play, Eric Schwindel's An Unexpected Christmas, tells the story of a dysfunctional family coming together for the holidays in the home of Ms. Rosaline. Family arguments and secrets cause quite a stir. It will take the strength and faith of Ms. Rosaline and the help of her son, Aben, to hold this family together. There are two shows for this. Excuse me, one at 3 and another at 7. All right, we'll take a look at the lineup for the Clayton Center. Saturday, February 26th, the Celtic Tenors. Saturday, March 26th, Susan Werner. And Thursday, April 28th, Paul Thorne. In Cary, we've got the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Friday, January 14th, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone featuring Yolanda Rabin. Friday, February 11th, Blue Jupiter. Sunday, March 20th, Time for 3. Saturday, April 9th, Ian Sherwood. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series in Cary. Saturday, December 18th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. That's at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, January 15th, African American Heroes and Sheroes presented by Linda Gorham. All right. Raleigh Little Theater, the season is half over currently through December 19th. There's Cinderella 2021, of course, a musical comedy. February 4th through the 20th, Pride and Prejudice. March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And June 3rd through the 19th. In the Heights. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of the clubs in there. Well, actually, three of the clubs in downtown Raleigh, starting with the Lincoln Theater. Thursday, December 16th, the Vagabonds with the Stews, and that's at 8:30. Friday, December 17th, the Connells at 8:30. Saturday, December 18th, Yarn with the Dune Dogs at 8 o'clock. Sunday, December 19th, a Very Jerry Christmas Party featuring Bring Out Your Dead at 7. Thursday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove, that starts at 10. Wednesday, December 29th, Big Something with Maggie Rose, 8:30. There's also a New Year's Eve package. Thursday, December 30th, Big Something with Sex Brews with a question mark. That's at 8:30. Friday, December 31st, Big Something with special guests Josh Phillips and Ranford Allman. That show starts at 8:30. And then Saturday, January 1st, Big Something once again with Dr. Bacon. And that show starts at 8:30. Thursday and Friday, January 13th and 14th, it's Zoso. The Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience. Thursday night show is at 8 o'clock. The Friday night show is at 8:30. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tuesday, December 14th, Blood Incantation, Primitive Man, Sissy Spacek, Withered, Jarhead Fertilizer. That concert starts at 7:30. Wednesday, December 15th, Kyola with Air Park and Kirby Seibert starts at 8. Thursday, December 16th, Travers Brothership. This is night 1. And then Friday, December 17th is night 2. Saturday, December 18th, Deck the Halls with Bands of Raleigh, a benefit concert that starts at noon. Saturday, December 18th, Duck with new specialist Funkelstiltskin. That starts at 8. Also at 8 o'clock, Sunday, December 19th, Mega Colossus with Children of the Reptile, Book of Worms, and Henbrain. Monday, December 20th, Josh Walters with Dylan Innes at 8 o'clock. Thursday, December 23rd, Sam Frybush Organ Trio. Sam Frybush Organ Trio. There we go. Sunday, December 26th, Sweet Dream, Juniper Avenue, and Garrett Dayton and the In-Flights. And that show starts at 7. Thursday, December 30th, Spaced Angel with Charlie Passo. Friday, December 31st, Nye with Arson Daly, live album recording. Plus Daddy's Beamer and Pink Beds. The Ritz on Industrial Drive. Most shows start at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 10th, Delta Ray, the Light and Dark Tour. Friday, January 7th, Jay Wheeler. Tuesday, January 18th, Whale under a Blue Moon Tour. Thursday, January 20th, Scotty McCreery. Saturday, January 22nd, Parker McCollum. And Monday, January 24th, Two Friends. Now, from time to time, we feature some of the other venues around the state. Let's start out with the Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, December 18th, Eric Church. Wednesday, December 22nd, AEW Wrestling. Friday, December 31st, the Avett Brothers. Saturday, January 8th, Greensboro Hip Hop Festival. Saturday and Sunday, January 15 and 16, it is a monster jam. There are some concerts coming up next year at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. Saturday, April 23rd, it's Billy Joel. Saturday, April 30th, Kenny Chesney, Here and Now Tour. Tuesday, June 28th, Death Leopard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Thursday, September 1st, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Global Tour 2022. And then Sunday, September 18th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. Then at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Friday, December 31st, WWE Friday Night SmackDown. Sunday, January 16th, Trevor Noah, Back to Abnormal World Tour. Sunday, February 6th, is Billie Eilish, Happy Than Ever Tour. Thursday, February 10th, Jeff Dunham, seriously? Friday, February 11th, Andre Bocelli in concert for Valentine's. Okay. Lineup for the Duke Energy Center for the next several weeks. Starting December 17th through the 24th, The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, December 18th, International Ballet Company's Nutcracker, that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, December 18th, Taylor Tomlinson, Deal With It Tour. Taylor built her career by performing in church basements, school venues, and coffee shops, and then finally becoming one of the youngest headliners on tour. Wednesday, December 29th, it's Damian Escobar, musician, entrepreneur, philanthropist, humanitarian. Damian Escobar bears many titles, puts no limits on what more he can achieve. Friday and Saturday, December 31st and January 1st, Shen Yun Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, January 7th, Carolina Gospel Jubilee. This is from Pinecone. The gospel music traditions in North and South Carolina have uplifted families and communities for generations. Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, January 8th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. A madman has moved in upstairs, and young Christoph and his uncle are on the hunt to find out just what's going on up there. Explore the world of Ludwig van Beethoven with music from his greatest works, the Moonlight Sonata, Für Elise, the Ninth Symphony, and more. And that is at Maimanti Concert Hall. Sunday, January 9th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Of course, she's the star of the hit TLC show, Long Island Media. Friday, January 14th, Friday Favorites, Beethoven Triple Concerto, North Carolina Symphony at Maimandy Concert Hall. Also Friday and Saturday, January 14 and 15, the Beethoven Triple Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony at Maimandy Concert Hall. Sunday on the 16th of January, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. Friday, January 21st, Dan Tominski Band. This is a Pinecone event. Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd, the Best of Broadway, North Carolina Symphony, and this is at Maimandy Concert Hall. Monday, January 24th, an evening with Bruce Dickinson. He's considered one of the world's most storied musicians, aside from decades spent delivering high-octane performances with his larger-than-life persona in Iron Maiden. Bruce has lived an extraordinary offstage existence as well. That's at Maimandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, Mahler Symphony No. 4. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, and the performance is at Maimandy Concert Hall. Then Friday and then Sunday, January 28th and 30th, it's La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.